What does Torah law have to say about wars between Gentile nations? The following is a synopsis of a review by Rabbi J. David Blyke in Contemporary Halakhic Problems, Volume 3. Nations as human institutions give collective expression to the same base instincts which are inherent in individuals. As a result, nations, in their relationships with one another, behave precisely in the manner which the Mishnah ascribes to individuals. Without the fear of the kingship of heaven, they may swallow one another alive. Nations have attempted to regulate warfare, but its elimination remains a messianic ideal. Renunciation of chemical and biological warfare, humane treatment of prisoners, and so on, are certainly marks of civilized peoples, but civilized warfare is a self-contradiction. For Jews, both the Milchamet Mitzvah, a war commanded by God, and Milchamet Reshut, a discretionary war approved by God, are strictly regulated by Torah law. Although the Noahide Code prohibits murder, all persons have a right to eliminate an aggressor in self-defense, so a defensive war requires no justification. The classical commentary Minchat Chinuch concludes that the Torah grants permission to put an aggressor to death when necessary to preserve the life of the victim, but it does not mandate such action for Gentiles. The Minchat Chinuch concludes that Gentiles are justified not only in self-defense, but may also eliminate a threat to the lives of others as well, even though they are under no Torah obligation to do so. The Rambam rules that a Gentile who could have saved the victim by merely maiming the aggressor is to be put to death if he kills the aggressor. Many rabbis thus hold that when it is necessary to take the life of the pursuer in order to save the victim, it is permissible for a Gentile to do so. This law of pursuit is certainly also applicable when an entire community or nation is being pursued. Thus, military action is justifiable either in self-defense or on behalf of a victim of aggression. The Maharal of Prague, in his commentary on the Torah, speaking of the action taken by the sons of Jacob against the men of Shechem, states that the family of Jacob constituted a sovereign people who were permitted to do battle against another nation, since war is not forbidden under the Noahide Code. But the Talmud declares that Gentiles do not have rights of conquest. The Talmud does, however, affirm that Gentiles may acquire title to lands captured in wars of conquest, even though they have no right to engage in war for this purpose. Besides this analysis by Rabbi Blyke, we know that we are in the 3 weeks of Jewish mourning over the destruction of the Holy Temple. The prophet Ovadia chastises Edom for standing by silently while the Babylonians slaughtered great numbers of Jews during their campaign of destruction. This implies that Gentiles have an obligation to do battle against those who attack Israel.